time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Oh, and that much requested music signifies that it's time to talk to history enthusiast Gordon Goldsborough. And he's with me in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
It's been a while.
It has indeed.
Very nice to see you in the studio.
Yeah, you too.
So I was listening, of course, from home. And last week, remind us what the clue was.
Well, here we are in the election season. We've just finished a provincial one. We're just upcoming to a federal one. All of this talk of elections made me think of the election of 1920 in Manitoba. There were three noteworthy occurrences of that election.
Three, 1920. Okay, now that's a few years after women got the vote. And so
yes.
What happened?
Well, in fact, it was the very first time that in a Manitoba provincial election, a woman was elected. And her name was Edith McTavish Rogers. Now, she had numerous things to her credit, but I think perhaps one of the most noteworthy is that she was the one that introduced the legislation to incorporate the Winnipeg Foundation. And of course, it's gone on to be the major force of philanthropy here in Manitoba. So I think a real feather in her cap. But even maybe more significantly, she would serve three consecutive terms, 12 years in office. And then her daughter, a woman named Margaret Konance, she would become Manitoba's first member of Parliament. So two very noteworthy women.
Well, and the thing I know about Edith Rogers is that on the ballot, her profession was listed as married woman.
Yeah. Well, and that was very common. Census records would likewise give the occupation of a person, if they were female, as married woman.
So, the only worthy occupation for a woman
in those
days. A
different time, of course.
Of course. And what's the second noteworthy aspect?
Well, among the other people who were elected in that election were three convicted criminals.
Oh, just like today. No, of course. That never happens in politics
no,
now.
No, usually they go to prison after they're elected to office.
That's right.
No, these ones were put in jail before they were elected. There were three guys, Bill Ivins, and actually he would go on to be an MLA in Manitoba for 16 years, John Queen. He was an MLA for 20 years, and he actually was the mayor of Winnipeg in the 1930s, and a fellow named George Armstrong. And in fact, the reason they were all in jail was that they had all been some of the leaders of the Winnipeg General Strike.
Well, and I think that happens in politics to this day, too. People who are rebels and heroes that might be on the other side of the law. It's good to see that kind of stuff was still going on today, and of course, back in 1920.
Well, of course, they weren't criminals in the true sense of the word. They weren't bad men. In fact, they were very commendable men, but nevertheless, they had served time.
Now, abandonment, that's the theme. Where does that come into this story?
So the third, and I think maybe the most significant feature of this election, at least from the standpoint of our theme, abandoned Manitoba, is that the 1920 election was the very first time that a now abandoned method of voting was used, known as proportional representation.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, not only was this the first time in Manitoba, this was the first time in all of Canada. And even today, people debate about, you know, is the system we use for voting the best one to achieve the, you know, most democratic result? You know, so today, for example, we have something called first past the post.
Right.
And of course, the idea is you vote for your single preferred candidate. They add up the number of votes for each candidate. The one with the most votes wins. You know, and I guess that's a reasonable way to do it. But the reality is that this often means that the popular vote, the number of votes that is received by each of the political parties, often doesn't track the number of votes that were each of those parties received. You know, so for example, in the recent provincial election, some parties got lots of votes. The Green Party, for instance, received 6% of the popular vote, got no seats.
Yeah.
You know, and so arguably you could say, well, they should have got 6% of the seats if they got 6% of the votes. And that's what proportional representation tries to do.
Well, arguably is right. They're still debating that, of course. And, and it's quite popular among some people. So was this new voting system, were they using this all through the province?
No. In fact, it was, I guess, maybe done as an experiment in 1920. They only applied it in Winnipeg. But Winnipeg, of course, was the biggest constituency. And it was a constituency. So today, of course, we have numerous constituencies in Winnipeg. In fact, it's the single largest cluster of ridings in the province. But back then, Winnipeg was one big constituency that had 10 seats. So in other words, instead of having a single MLA representing you in the legislature, you would have 10 if you lived in Winnipeg. And what's really kind of interesting is to get those 10 people, they had 41 people running for office. So you'd go into the election and you'd get a ballot that had 41 names on it.
Oh, no.
And the idea that you would look at this list, you would then put a 1 beside your first choice. You put a 2 beside your second choice, 3 beside your
all
third.
All the way down the
line?
Well,
conceivably. Now, maybe you were politically interested and you knew all 41 candidates and you could therefore rank them 1 to 41. Most people, I suspect, would just rank their top few and wouldn't. In fact, you could at least just rank your top one and it would effectively be like the voting system we have today. But in that case, if you know, because oftentimes you look at the list and you think, well, I kind of like them. But I kind of like them too. Mm-hmm. And under this system, you capture that. You capture the preferred votes, even if it's not your number one. Now, what's interesting, though, too, is that these 41 candidates were listed in alphabetical order.
Oh.
So it means if your name began with A,
yeah.
If your name was Arnold Aardvark,
you're going to get elected.
You're going to get elected because inevitably there's always a few lazy people. There's maybe some uninformed voters. They just vote the ones at the top of the list. And so, you know, Zachary Zizero probably
unlikely.
Would lose in a system like that. But, you know, today, of course, we just randomly put people in order on the ballot, but very different system. So that's basically how they did the voting.
That sounds very complicated.
It was a complex system, and it often took days to tally the votes, unlike today where we're always wanting the outcome within hours of the polls closing. So in this case, in 1920, they counted the ballots of Winnipeggers 37 times. 37 times in order to find the 10 people who were elected. And in fact, a lot of people worried that this new system would cause voter confusion, especially among those women, because of, as everybody knew, they had just got the vote. They'd be so confused by those ballots.
Oh, those
you know.
Poor, silly
those
women.
Those poor women.
Yeah.
And of course, all of the non-English speakers, too, they would be confused as well. And, you know, the fact is, when they tallied the results, it was pretty generally conceded that the election went without a hitch.
How about that? So what about in rural Manitoba?
Well, in rural Manitoba, they basically used the same system that we use today. There were just two candidates. And so by definition, there could only be, you know, one winner. So the first past the post system worked just fine. But as of the 1927 provincial election, particularly where there were three candidates, then they used a similar ranked voting system, 1, 2, and 3. They called it a transferable vote system, but it basically worked the same way.
And when did this system of voting start? Being used, and why did they stop using it?
Well, the last provincial election in which it was used was in 1953, and the first election, like the one we have today, was in 1958. So it was between 53 and 58. I've been trying to find the exact legislation that was passed to change it. I think it occurred in late 1957 or early 1958. But basically what happened was they broke up Winnipeg. So instead of having this huge constituency that represented the entire city, they broke it up into smaller ones, but not the many we have today. They still just had three. They called them North Winnipeg, Center Winnipeg, and South Winnipeg, and each of them had 4 representatives, so 12 in total. So they still had multiple representatives, but they still just had single ballot voting, first past the post as of 1958.
So we're saying that the proportional voting system, it's never really gone away, at least in terms of discussion. What about right here in Manitoba? How much talk is there?
Yeah, well, coming back to the Green Party, you know, just a few weeks ago, in fact, before the election, they advocated going to a proportional system, which you could understand from their perspective.
Certainly.
Would be a very good idea because that would, of course, benefit them. So under their system, 6% of the popular vote would translate into 3 seats in the legislature. Well, they got none.
Yeah.
Under the same system, the PCs, for example, they got 47% of the popular vote. They would get 27 seats. Well, in fact, they got 36. So some parties benefit, some parties don't, and it does affect the outcome of the election. But despite that, we've never gone back to the proportional system. So as of 1958, we've used the first past the post, and that's still the one we use today.
Well, interesting to hear how it was actually used. Thanks for bringing us this story.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
And next week?
Well, you know, I'm often asked if I've found any abandoned bomb shelters during my travels around the province. And so far, my answer has always been no.
Yeah.
But I have received an email recently from a friend that may cause me to change my answer. And I'll talk about that next week.
Bombshell, thanks very much. Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.